Unveiled. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome back. Me and Nessa are still arguing who does this intro. You're going to get bored of listening to this every single Monday at the start of this podcast, but this is how it goes.
We need to speak to get this cancelled.
In the studio. But you're very welcome back. We have a very special guest here today with us. You're in for such a giggle and he's such an amazing person as well. But breaking news. Me and Ness got nominated for a podcast award. But wait until you hear the devastation. I actually fly out to my wedding on the day that the awards are on, and I'm trying to convince Nessa to get her spray tan on the Tuesday so she can go on the Wednesday.
No way.
To hopefully pick up. I don't think we will win, but
if you vote for us multiple times,
multiple,
I will go with a spray tan, not washed off.
Oh, you wouldn't.
No, I
fucking wouldn't. Teeing up
something. They're not going to vote for us. But if you would like to.
If you would like
you
to.
Can find it on the irishpodawards.ie. I only know that because I was in with Calvin earlier and he had all the plugs for it. So I was like, I must take a leaf out of it.
Oh yeah, Ness, tell them.
Oh yeah, it was on Talking Bollocks, their bonus episode today.
How exciting.
They brought me in to replace Terrence. They're House Devil Street Angels, what Calvin is, right?
Yeah.
Every time we meet them outside, they're so lovely. He got in here, he was like a little demon to me. He read us to filth.
Oh.
He does really good impressions of you, really good impressions of me.
Really hard not to impression of me.
He's like, I'm Niamh and I'm in my wedding era. I'm getting married in Rome. Then I was like, all right, go on, do me. And he's like, I'm just like always on TikTok all the time. And then he told me I was a generation older than him. I'm 3 years older than him.
The neck of him.
I know, I told him. And I came in, he's like, here, that's my seat, because he sits in my seat. And I was like, well, actually, it's mine, but yeah. I'll let you have it.
Oh my God. The neck
I know,
of
but
him.
He was, if we had to, like, you're Terrence and I am Calvin.
Do you think?
Oh God, Niamh, 100%.
Oh right, okay.
Do you not?
Well, I suppose I never really looked into it. I guess so, yeah. No, but that was so exciting. But like, it's so funny. I went jumped on Hold My Drink as well this week. We've both been like split
on the
from each other and coming
girls.
Back on the press junket.
Flat out.
So on that, please vote
yeah.
for us.
Yeah, please.
In the health and wellness section.
Yeah.
Although we're very balanced.
Unwell.
We're very balanced but unwell.
Crazy over on
No, we really appreciate the vote. And honestly, thanks so much for always listening every Monday. We absolutely love you. And I think you're going to love our next guest.
Yeah. He's from Cork, in case you don't guess. Well, we have somebody here with us today who is an abundance of talents.
Oh, baby, don't make my head swell now.
From primary school.
All the way up.
To the 6 a.m. news in your ears, bitches.
Keeping you all informed, might I add.
I only know you as Padraic WMC, but is it Wilson McCarthy?
Yeah,
do we
is.
Need to double
no,
barrel
this
you?
It's so funny that you say this because about three or four people have written to me in the last couple of weeks, months, being like, we always thought. So basically, I have a double barrel name. My Instagram handle is Padraic_WMC, not to
plug
that one out there. That's a plug. I'll plug again later.
Yeah.
But someone wrote to me, being like, oh my God, I can't believe that's your name. Something must have went up where my full name was on it. And I was like, boy, what did you think it stood for? And they're like, we thought it was Padraic White Moose Cafe. You just worked in the White Moose Cafe.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? And then it would be my title.
Like
White Moose Cafe.
So like, yeah. Fused.
Yeah.
Is that not closed down as well?
I don't know what it is, babe, but I'm certainly not working the White Moose Cafe.
No.
But it's so funny that actually was, that came up, because what I've realised since is loads of people didn't know what I do for work and everyone thinks that I live in Cork still.
Oh, that's
so you're here to yeah. settle some squares.
I'm here to settle the score.
Yeah. Well, I think you're one of those type
of
people.
I'm a stripper and I live in Dubai.
Glass tool. You're one of those people that doesn't need a second name. Not a couple of people don't have that, but you have that energy.
Oh my God, that's massive compliment.
Yeah.
Because I actually have two second names and it's kind of
annoying. You need neither of them.
Babe, I'm telling you, you want to try and fill out a passport form with my name. Honestly.
No. If you had to pick one and drop one.
You can't, I can't say that.
Are you dropping McCarthy?
I don't know. Am I?
Surely.
Is it? But is, Can I say West Brit? I can't.
Yeah.
Wilson's a bit West Brit, is it? Well, it's funny because...
You have Padraig to balance it out.
My dad's Derry McCarthy. My mom is Mary Wilson. Don't dox them. My sister's Patrice Wilson O'Regan, right? And when we went on our first family holiday, we had four different names. And when my dad went up with the passports, like I was running around, there's only three or four. And when my dad went up with the passports, he got pulled. And they were like, what's the fucking story?
With travelling circuits.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They were like, what's the story? Like, who belongs to who here? And he's like, please. He was like, genuinely, if I have to get into it, it'll take too long.
Yeah, no, just let us through.
Yeah.
Giving fuck.
So it's, that was your own fault. Like, yeah, exactly.
Wow, that was a natural icebreaker there.
There you go, babe.
Oh my God. Well, we're going to put the pressure on you now, Padraig, for the gorgeous people who don't know you.
Yeah.
Give your little elevator pitch.
Good question. I don't know. The worst thing, right, for someone now who loves talking, right, the worst thing about it is, and also it's always talking about myself. I hate when someone asks me to talk about myself because then I'm like freaking out.
It's pressure, isn't it? You like to subtly break it into a combo.
I don't even know what I would say other than that, like, I suppose I am... My name is Padraig, obviously, primary school teacher from Cork, in case anyone's wondering. It mightn't be that obvious. Been living in Dublin 4 years now, single, ready to mingle.
Yeah. Goes to the gym.
Yeah, no, and I know the reason that, like, I'm here, I'm chatting, obviously, we know each other from the club.
Yeah.
Because in the club, we're all fam,
we're
you know?
Fam.
But I recently left my job. So, like, I was primary school teacher for the last... 4 or 5 years, 8 years. And recently I've just left and now I'm gone like freelance. So like I'm working in the radio, first of all, but also dabbling in content creation, I suppose you could call it.
You're all in.
Not quite influencer scale yet, Niamh, but we're working towards
Oh, babe, you are.
Yeah, well,
you have better content than me.
It's just, I'm a micro influencer, I suppose.
Yeah, but the micro influencer is a bit of the moment at the moment.
I think it 100%.
It, no, it is. It's
people
kind
are
of
over
a fleck.
The macro one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Simply because you can reply to everybody.
Yeah, you can get back to your people.
I can get back to the four or five people that message me every day. It's
me.
Great. Yeah.
Me actually, being one of them.
It's just Nessa. It's just Nessa, actually.
And he does get back to me.
No, of course I do, babe.
That's
priority.
Why you're here, yeah.
Priority. 100%.
So, okay, you were saying that you were in primary school teaching and now you're in this whole completely different realm.
Yeah.
Like how, because I would imagine that's not something you just decided overnight. Like when did this thought enter your head?
So like, it's so funny because when I think back on like lockdown, I hate bringing it up, but when I think back on lockdown, one of my best friends, Kate, will always say, it's so funny what you're doing. Like, and I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, because when we were in lockdown, we used to meet up for glasses of wine, socially distanced. And I'd be like, yeah, when I'm done this now, I'm going to like do a master's and become a principal. Couldn't think of anything worse,
is
right?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, like I was convinced that was what I was going to do. Like that was where I wanted to go. I had no mind to do anything else. And then over time, like I suppose like, first of all, I guess during lockdown, I had time to assess about what I actually wanted to do. Mm. And then I started being like, well, actually, fuck this. Like, this is so boring.
Fuck them
like,
this kids.
fuck the generations of the future. But I was like, actually, am I just doing what I think that I need to do because that's what I should do and I'd be more successful at my job if I was a principal? Or am I actually doing what I am passionate about?
Yeah.
And I always wanted to do radio stuff. So I actually did the Today FM course.
Mm.
And then from there, I was like, okay, if I want to like keep like practicing the skill, I'll set up a podcast. And I did, but like because I was primary school teacher, like everything had to be kind of hush hush or like behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And like I was on private and stuff, so I came off private and like that was a bit daunting for me because like obviously you've got kids, like this, still to this day I get kids that I thought 5 years ago writing underneath my comments being like, what the hell's going on here? And I'm like,
so wait, actually, were you Mr. Wilson McCarthy?
Mr. Wilson, yeah.
Mr. Wilson. You chose.
Yeah, yeah.
You chose.
Well, I didn't. It was thrust upon me. But I worked in an Educate Together school and it was first name, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just really needed to.
No, it's fine.
Well, quick question. Was it in COVID that you had the moment that you were like, when did you decide that you were into radio, when you were into speaking?
Well, I just didn't see it ever as being like...
speaking on radio.
Everyone
being interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, do you know what it was? It was like, I always loved listening to it. And, you know, do you know what? This is gas now, right? And I don't know if this is like politically incorrect. You might need to edit this out. But you know, the news for the deaf people.
Yeah.
That comes up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it comes up and you read it. I used to always practice reading that like it was on the news.
Oh, wow. wow.
Like always.
Oh, like an auto cue.
Yeah, like an like the auto cue. Like, so I'm always reading that. Like when I was at home when I was younger, I'd be like reading the news, but like I was Anne Doyle, like giving it socks.
Oh
you
my
know?
God, stop.
So I always saw myself. And it was funny because afterwards, my friend Kate again would say she used to always do that. Like, and I was like, I used to always do that too. Or like, you know, when you were younger and you'd be like, this is disgusting, going to the toilet. Like, but you wouldn't have a phone because you were small. Like, it was also the 90s. I'd get like the back of a shampoo bottle and I'd be like pretending to like do an ad when I was sitting down in the toilet. Like,
oh my God.
Right? No. Hashtag.
The stars
no
were aligned.
Span. Yeah, like. Yeah, it was mad.
So
those
funny.
Things, I used to always those do those little things.
Yeah.
And then obviously during lockdown, I was like, do you know what? Why not like give it a go? Go and see what this course is about. So I did the course. I actually applied from when I was at home and I was going to commute up and down. And then between the jigs and the reels, I decided that I'd move to Dublin. So I moved up here and I was able to do it. And then from that's kind of where it kind of started. Then I got a grow for it. Then I was like, oh my God, this is something that I really want to do. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Like I wanted to work in radio. I didn't really see myself as like being like a social media person or whatever. And I still don't really, I suppose, but they do come hand in hand.
Oh, yeah,
like
do.
It's handy to be, for people to get to know who you actually are.
Yeah.
Your personality.
So did you, you found more that you kind of had to do that or did you?
No, well, like, no, like, first of all, like, I suppose I'm loud and I love chatting. And I love interacting with people and stuff. And I kind of get, I would be lying if I said I didn't get some sort of satisfaction from people, like, engaging with my content.
Yeah,
you know
validation.
What I mean?
And,
like, before you'd be, like, afraid, like, and I still to this point, like, where I'm, like, I'd be so anxious, like, posting stuff, right? Particularly on, like, Instagram. And I don't know why, because I'm not at the scale where I'm going to get hate, like, right? But, like, I'll throw anything at the wall at TikTok, whereas I won't on Instagram. Like, I'm really like
that's
careful.
You think it'd be the other way around.
I'm the same as well, Patrick. It must be an age thing. Like
maybe
I go out on TikTok, but on Instagram I'm like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I'd be more worried about what like would do well, I suppose, on Instagram and stuff. But then like and I don't even post that regularly. Well, I didn't for a while and I'm trying to do more now. Because I want to and because I'm doing more fun stuff, so it's easier. But everything that I did was on my stories. So like I just, you just be like vlogging my day or like chatting away or comment on something and like it kind of gained traction from there and people were like, oh, that's kind of funny, or they were just like engaging me and I started building a bit of a following from
and
there.
Would you ever like look at the TV end of things? I know you said you love radio. What about,
yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Like I've been on Ireland AM and I've done all those kind of things like, and it's great lad, and I love it. Like it's hard to get into. But I mean, ideally, dream
vibe?
Job? Dream job? Delivering the points for Eurovision.
Oh,
or else commentary when Marty Whelan ever not that I'm willing anything to happen.
Yeah,
you were talking over Lyric FM as well.
Maybe
yeah, you've such a soothing voice for Lyric FM. It's like your Mozart coming up.
Yeah,
like.
Beethoven.
Frank it. Yeah. So soothing. I'm only joking. I love your accent.
Oh babe, come on now. It's a bit harsh in the air.
I won't be able to step foot in Cork. I remember.
You'll all be leaving here with a Cork accent in a while.
I remember one all together now. I think we'd finished up Mother in the Woods and our tent was so far away. And I was with you and Kevin and I was like, I'm going to have to go back to Cork with you. And you were like, you'd be lucky.
Did I say that?
And I was like, oh.
I'm surprised I wasn't like
venom
in
that.
The car.
Oh no, you let me know.
Yeah,
that
you see, babe.
I had to be invited into Cork. I
it's the People's Republic, like.
I know.
That's one thing, like, I absolutely love Dublin. I don't know if I could ever move back to Cork, but like, I will never let anyone forget where I'm from, obviously.
Yeah.
That's probably why everyone thinks that I'm still there. I met, like, Niamh said it to me. She's like, are you back in Cork? And I was like, no, babe. And she's like, someone asked me today, were you back in Cork? And I was like, no. And I met Adam Fogarty yesterday and he's like, oh, are you up for we were going to an event? And I was like, babe, I live here 4 years. I'm here 4 years. I'm always floating.
Hello.
Like. But then I was like, do people think I'm that sad that I'm just always in Dublin, but like drive home
skulking
every night?
Around.
Yeah.
Wait,
like
for
on Jewelry Street on Saturday like this.
I feel like you've had a few main events in Cork, haven't you? You've had PJ's stag and the wedding.
Totally. And like, that's one thing about Cork people. They'll go away, but they will always go back. Like, you know what I mean? And my family are home there. So I spend a lot. Well, I spent more time there. I haven't recently as much because I'm working weekends now. But so my manager, if you're watching. No, you're joking.
I love my job.
No, yeah, I love it. I love weekends in here. Really brilliant. No, but yeah, but like, so I don't get home as often, but anytime I do get off, I try to get home. Do you know what I mean? And that's the beauty of like, now what I'm doing is that I can be off during the week so I can go down if I need to, if I'm not recording a pod with
you. So what made you like pull the trigger then to be like, oh, fuck it, this year I'm going?
Last year I had just a really rough year in that it was like, I had hit 30 and I was like, right, I'm at that point now where I'm like, and this is no shade to anyone, I'm like, do I buy a house or what do I do? Right?
Know,
and I was like, also, it's kind of like, I'm not in a relationship. I don't feel settled enough. I don't know where I want to be yet. Like, some part of me is like, do I just go to Spain for a year? Mm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, like, and what am I saving for this house for?
Totally.
When I don't even know where I want to buy yet?
Like societal pressures that you're kind of, so you've kind of like pulled away from that.
That was
bit.
It.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, the older I've gotten, the less stressed I've gotten about the things that I feel like I should be stressed about.
That's amazing. Like when I was so 20, freeing.
But when I was 25, like I said, like even at the start of lockdown, I wasn't 25, I was way older. But I got a job, I was on the route to be a principal, and then I was gonna buy a house and I was gonna live in Cork forever. And then I decided I didn't want to do that. And then since then, like, I've met so many different people. I've met so many friends by just moving to Dublin, for example. Mm. Everyone's a bit loose. And I've realised that not everyone wants to just settle down and buy a house in Cork.
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm totally fine with that now. So last year, I had a bit of a wobbler and I was like, Mommy was having a wobble, right? And I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I wasn't happy in work. And it wasn't where I was working. It was more like I wasn't just happy with what I was doing. I was getting tired of it. And it was just a bit monotonous for me.
It wasn't fulfilling for you.
It wasn't fulfilling. Yeah. Do you know what I was saying? Because I went to therapy last year and it was like, I was happy, but I was not content at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
coasting
like,
along.
It was just coasting. And then obviously, because I see people then around me, like a lot of my friends are creatives, like Kevin and PJ, for example, are my best friends in the world. And I see what they're doing. And it's so funny because people always ask me, are you jealous? And I'm like, I'm not jealous at all. Like, I'm not jealous. Like, I'm like their biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I see the things that they can do and I'm like, oh, I can fucking do something like that, you know.
That's what you want.
It's a bit of freedom.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. It's the freedom. And it's like they get to do loads of, like, have loads of time together and go off and do these things and I'm like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I can go on Friday and Saturday. And it was like those things were killing me. And I was like, I can worry about this in 5 years' time. But like, in five years' time I'm not gonna want to do it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, do you know what? Let's just give it a go. So I applied for a career break and didn't think I'd get
How
it at all.
How does that work in teaching? Like,
so it depends really. So like in most schools, it'll be like, it's a point base. So like if you're there for like 4 years, you get 4 points. And then if you've never gotten one before, you get more points. Okay. So then if loads of people applied for it, whoever has the most points get it.
Mm.
And then I was entitled to it this year. So I took it and then I got it in like February and then I had until April to decide, and up until the last minute I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I was like, do you know what? Worst comes to worst, I'll move home. My mom and dad were like, I can't look at you anymore because you're miserable.
Yeah.
So just do it now. And if you need help, we'll help you out.
Yeah.
And I took it, and then it just kind of felt as soon as I'd made that decision, then everything kind of started slotting in. But like, what I should say is, like, it's not like everything's working in my favor as well. Like, obviously I was saying earlier, like, if you want to do something, you have to like constantly be, I have to be kicking doors down, and I'm not good at asking for things, right?
Mm.
And we were all at EP together and we came back from EP. Like, we were telling the story earlier of me being at EP on vocal rest because he'd read the news on the Tuesday, right?
We were literally in the middle of a rave and he was like to one of my friends, I need to be on vocal rest.
I was like,
I'm reading the news on Tuesday.
It was, you know, the fear was starting to creep in because I was like, oh my God. And it was my first time doing Red FM.
Oh yeah.
So it was like, it wasn't like 1 minute news anymore. It was like 3 minutes. And I knew everyone in Cork was waiting for my renaissance moment.
Hello.
They were like, oh my God, this is homecoming. Right?
Beyonce is
so I was like, the stress is on. I came in the Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock because I was on for six. I was like this. I was like, I can't breathe, right?
No.
But that week, you know, when you come back from EP,
oh, yeah.
Like, let's be honest here. You come back and you're the worst I've ever been. Though only just over it now in October, right? But I was having that crisis that week and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I just started smacking out emails to everyone.
Yeah.
I was emailing people, lads, right? Like in this building, because obviously I'm working in this building as well. And to this day, like I get into the elevator and I'm like this.
Russian roulette.
I'm like, I don't know who's going to be in the elevator. I'm like, they all ghosted me. They think I'm a freak. Do you know what I mean? But you just kind of have to just push yourself to do these things.
Oh, you do.
So that's what I'm trying to do. But like, and to bring my point to a close, it's like, while things are going well for me, there's been loads of no's.
Yeah.
There's triple the no's as there is yeses, like.
Yeah.
But then every time you get a yes, you're like, woo.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have got that if I didn't take the step.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. So like your first month, like, it probably wasn't daunting not going back at the start because you probably feel like this is amazing.
I kind of feel like I'm still on my summer holidays.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
because you kind of left on your summer holidays,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I finished at the end of June and then I went on my summer holidays, like, yeah.
So is a career break with teaching, they'll hold your role for you?
Yeah, and you reapply every year and I think you can take up to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but like, look, if someone's more entitled to it next year, I won't get it and I'll have to go back.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So we'll just wait and see. I still haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, what would your goal be? Like your ideal goal besides poor Marty Whelan's gig?
That's it, babe. No, I'm joking. So like as I said, like I took the time off because I wanted to say yes to more opportunities. Yeah. I saw people like going to little events on a Tuesday morning, like, and I was like, I can't go to any of those. And I felt like, you know, when you say no to things as well, you're afraid that people will never ask you to go to these things again. Do you know what I mean? And I was like,
but they will.
No, and they do, and everyone is so supportive. But I was like, no, like I'm missing out on these things, and like these things that I want to be able to do, and like I've got an opportunity to do them. So yeah. I was like, I'm just gonna go and do them.
Do you struggle with, like, probably not so much now because you are out there, but at the start, did you struggle with putting yourself out there?
It's the worst part of it all. Yeah, and like, because I'm really outgoing and stuff, but I'm not good at like pushing. I'm not good at like self-promoting myself, really, despite what people might
think.
There's
elements of vulnerability, isn't there? That, like, when
oh my God.
It's scary.
Because as Irish people as well, we have this thing where we're like, they're going to think I'm full of myself.
I know.
And like, it's like the worst thing you could be in Ireland. Like,
it's confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's bet out of us Catholic shame. You need to wallow in self-hell.
Totally.
Don't you be dare having healthy mindset.
No, but like, because there's people that I know that are getting things, right? And I'm like, mortified for them.
I know.
But I'm like, they're getting them because they're doing what I should be doing.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And we all need to channel a bit of America.
I think so too. And there's so much to be said for not giving a shit what people think. Like, it's one of the hardest things you will do. Anyone that has any self-awareness, I always say, let's be less self-aware sometimes.
I know.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? I think if I was a bit more delusional, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, anyone that's anyway self-aware at all is mortified, like, generally mortified. And that's usually what happens to me.
Yeah, because like, there's no way I would ever, like, even though we do this podcast, I wouldn't have interest in pursuing...
Yeah,
that,
no, I
anyway.
Know. And I think that's so gas because I think you'd be brilliant at it, but I understand why you wouldn't want to.
I said the same.
I feel real comfortable in the fact that I wouldn't, but if I did, I'm like, thank fucking God I don't want to, because I would really struggle with, like, you're opening yourself up there and you can try to put boundaries up, but you're just out there exposed.
You know,
like, there was one time on TikTok, I think it was like Nessa's first moment, and they actually weren't even really coming for you. They were just coming for something that what we said, and Nessa
I was giving out people who still had their fucking Christmas trees up in February. I thought I was doing them a favour.
Yeah.
Well, mommy's first scandal.
Oh my God, no way.
She has no respect for religion. I was like, what? I was like, oh, you're gonna have to take that down.
Yeah, I know. No, do you know what?
And that was just like a tip, like, that's how people go. Yeah. Like, but then but there is a part where you just need to pull away and be like, I can't.
Right, imagine that it comes from constant knock.
I obviously have got friends who are like far bigger than me, and sometimes they get shit, and like, and I'm not talking about Kevin Beach because I don't know how, but they don't get shit for some reason. Let's start some shit. I'm going to start the tattle thread.
I'm not. I swear.
I told them that when they get the tattle thread, that's when they made it. But
have they not got one yet?
No, babe. It's all too positive. It's
of
a bit weird.
Christ's sake.
But
they're not.
No, but like, it's like, if you don't know their name and address, then why do you give a shit what they think about you? Do you know what I mean?
Know.
Like,
I
if know. You know what I mean? There's no point. And it's so, that's such a difficult thing to say. It's funny because, like, I compare it to, like, during the lockdown when the teachers were getting bashed. They're getting bashed. And we were working our balls off.
Why are we getting bashed?
Because we were working from home. And because we were working from home, the kids had to be at home, and then parents weren't able to go to work because the kids were at home. But like, sorry, now, cesspit. Like, anyone that knows, it's September.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So we were working from home, whatever. And I'm telling you now, like, it was a stressful time for everyone between Zooms and organizing and ringing it and this, that, and the other. And we were getting bashed in the press, being like, we're lazy. And I don't think that's ever recovered. And now, because I've left that and I'm working in social media, and I'm more hyper aware, I see what the hate people are getting. And like, also, and I'm not just saying this now, it's not easy to get a gig, it's not easy to get paid. Like, it's a really difficult job to be in, and people are doing it really well.
Yeah.
And I think the attitudes that the Irish have towards creators is disgusting.
It's gone pretty bad the last while, isn't it?
It's gone really bad, and even people turning on each other and stuff, and it's just like, what's the point? Like, what's the point? And I think as well, because like, am I babbling now?
No, this is
I think as well, and I've said it to a few people, it's like, it's such a solitary thing, like, you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
That like, you kind of just need to have each other's backs, because in a way, we're like, and I know everyone has their own jobs as well, but you're actually each other's colleagues in a way.
But that was one thing that I struggle with and still actually struggle with. And that's why I kind of started in Perpetua again. Because I genuinely, Padraig, was so lonely.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID. Like I was saying, like a lot of like, I suppose my generation of what would you call us, influencers, content creators, are all like kind of moms and married now. Yeah. We're not going to all the fun events. We're not like the young TikTokers that are here, there, everywhere now.
Yeah.
And they're able to bounce off each other. And like the whole idea is, for us, it's like creating content and the content you want. It's hard to take content on your own all the time.
100%.
First of all, you need to motivate yourself, like self-motivation. Then it's hard doing it by yourself to record yourself. And then like, it's just like, I'm talking to and myself like, in the camera. Like I'm not talking to anyone else.
But like also, we're kind of like, and I know that you're similar, is like we're very harsh on ourselves. Like we're big critics. Yeah. So like you think you're doing something really good, but actually, like, are you can think that you're doing something really bad, but it's actually really good, you know?
I know,
so
you've nice nobody to bounce it off either. Yeah. Like, oh, is this good?
No, totally.
But I don't see how you could do that line of work without it impacting your self-esteem or mental health. Yeah. Because your validation of success is so reliant on people's praise and engagement.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No,
like,
totally.
Whereas, like, with me, just in my normal job, like, my success and weight isn't validated on somebody being like, you look amazing, or that was really funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that
the views, or
totally.
Like,
so it's really
pressure.
Like, and I know when you're like, people just don't give a fuck, but it's impossible as humans to channel that unless you've been broken down to nothing and you just don't feel it.
No, 100%.
But you don't want to get
and
to that either.
The fact of the matter is, like, it is an industry now and it is a career for people and it's an option there, you know what I mean? And like, people are just going to have to accept that.
That's
you don't
it.
Have to begrudge everyone, like, and also, anyone can do it. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of, I think there's a huge amount of jealousy there with people that don't have the balls to do it, or maybe are jealous of how the shiny side of how it looks or whatever, and they just snipe. But I think that runs through Irish people's blood. It's like the begrudgery.
No, totally. There's a lot to be said about surrounding yourself with people who, instead of laugh at what you're doing, encourage you to do it more. And I think that's what I found myself, that's where I am at the moment, like very fortunately. Like everyone's very kind of like, at the start, I'm not going to lie, there's been people who take the piss out of me, as in my own friends have been like, what are you doing? But I'm like, no, I've got a plan here. And since then, now they're kind of like, no, like this is gas. And like, oh my god, like they're some of my biggest supporters, you know. They were keeping me grounded.
Oh, but sure, they need it.
Roommates keep me grounded as well. You need it.
Yeah.
Look at there, la.
Oh, yeah. I tell it forever, and my parents will forever keep me humble. I always tell my friends this, that the first week our podcast came out, it went into the Apple chart or whatever. Yeah. And I like wrote it in the group. My mom was like, very good. Has anyone seen my lip gloss? I haven't seen it in a day in the last place. So it was the car. I was like,
last week I got a gig and I was up in Belfast. And I'm out doing content on the street, so I'm meeting people, and like I've got this big giveaway to give away. So I'm meeting people, and I'm like, oh my god, like this is what we're doing, and I'm just having a laugh at people. And then my dad rings me and he's like, did you make many sales on the street today? And I'm like, well, I was like, no, but he was convinced that I'm a salesman now. That all I'm doing is ads and sales. And I'm like, there's no point in even explaining to him what I'm doing because honestly, it's not worth it.
Even me trying to explain to my like
they just don't
future
get it.
In-laws when I first met Jamie about what I did, they were like, they just couldn't understand. And I was like, look,
I
work for myself. I'm making money. It's grand.
Yeah.
Did you like find yourself pop off when you did your Cassie Stokes?
Do you know what?
Do you know what?
I was at that stage where like I was.
You looked
still
amazing in the jumpsuit, by the way. The boiler suit. Thanks. Oh my God.
Jay, she dressed me. That was kind of the first taste of like the success that I knew that I could have if I just put my whole arse into it, and I loved that. Like, and what it was like, I was very lucky again. It was like the feedback that I was getting was that it was just so gas.
Like when I'm talking about you, I'll be like to David Unomas.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah,
Unomas.
Yeah, and like the amount of people that have stopped me being like Unomas. I'm like, how do you even know it's me?
Yeah,
that or Niall Horan look alike.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I know that's another thing I get. That's all of
you look more like Cassie than Niall.
No, he's the image of Niall Horan.
Once I got Cassie's endorsement, I was like, she's great crack. Like, yeah, no, but that was kind of the first of it. I was like, if I could do this like once a month, like, do you know what I mean? Like, and it was kind of like, as well, it was fulfilling that like creative thing that I was craving, you know what I mean? Because it was like, I was doing something, pushing myself out of my comfort zone, and then having a product that I could look at the end. It's the same, like anytime I do a vlog, I'm my greatest fan because I'm like,
that was so funny.
I forgot about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like sometimes if I'm a sad day, I look back on like vlog from like New York last year or something like that.
Yeah.
And just have a look at it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's why I keep all my what are they called? Like the What the fuck are they called? Highlight reels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have highlight reels?
Babe, to the vaults.
Oh my God, stop.
This is my version of blogging. If you want my content, go to my reels.
I think as well, like even this, because I used to say it with the podcast and I do it for vlogs when I'm doing the vlogs as well because I had to get over the posting anxiety of anything, right?
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, even if no one listened to this podcast,
yeah,
right, you still have this conversation with your best friend that you'll always have and you'll be able to treasure and look back on. I think that's really nice. And it's like even if no one ever watched the vlog that I put up, then I can look back and be like, oh my God, that was brilliant. I really enjoyed that day.
Me and Eve spoke about that. It's like a snapshots in time.
Exactly. The first podcast.
We're laughing at.
Yeah.
No, I just remember it was real funny when we said that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like, what are you laughing at? I know. I literally called you out there. I was like, what are you laughing at?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
No, it's so true. It's so true. Like even like
when...
No, I know. No, I was saying I sounded mad.
I was like
I can't believe I started a war.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, but what I was saying was like even like the first podcast that I put out with my mom when I was doing the podcast or whatever, like I was like, look, if no one ever listens to this, I was like, at least I'll always be able to have this conversation that I had with my mom on record.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to back forevermore. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's those kind of, like, if you change your attitude for that, like you'll be laughing. Like
that's so special. Now,
there's not a day go by where I'm not panicking. Like,
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
Do you feel it's like, well, would you have been an anxious person?
Anxious.
Really?
Yeah, really anxious. Way worse when I was like younger, my early 20s and stuff. Yeah. But like worked on myself a lot to overcome all that.
Yeah.
Do you know where it came from? Like, or it's just...
I think it stems from, like, I think firstly being gay probably and like not coming out and like not like being comfortable in myself.
Yeah.
I got over that, but I went to... I think I actually sent it back to my leaving cert, to be honest, because I just had like an awful experience when that, like, this sounds so bad, but like I got the points to do primary school teaching and then suddenly within a week I was moving to Limerick, but like I never had that belief in myself that I was going to be able to do it. So I only ever thought I would go to UCC with my friends and have a great time.
Okay.
And then I ended up going to Limerick where I knew nobody. Look, had a great time in ways, made loads of lovely friends and met amazing people, but like was never happy going to college in a convent and having to come out. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
It was just like really, like,
so
I found
conflicting.
I had this like inner turmoil.
Yeah.
So like I struggled a lot during college, like, and then when I came out of college and then it kind of just got a bit easier for me.
Yeah.
But like it comes in dribs and drabs. Like I've got good weeks and bad weeks. But like I've got like a notes thing on my phone now of all the things that I can, that I've done since I've taken the career break, so that if I'm ever having a wobbler, I can look back and be like, okay, remember you did that.
It's like, have you seen that TikTok? And it's like you're looking for like your password pin and it's like, I hate the way you make me feel.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to open that note.
It's exactly that. Like it's a big notes thing in between like my shopping list. Like
yeah.
Get your ass.
Notes, yeah, notes about notes.
You were like, worthy.
Beat your back.
But have you found that's so good that you know you have like your little kind of toolkit there that help you, but like did you find then pivoting out of your structure probably went
so
anxiety,
like I definitely love structure in a way, but I only like structure when it's my own structure, you know what I mean? Like I like to structure my own time. Like to be honest, one of the things everyone is like, and I know there's one person in particular in my life that's always like, now, when I say they're in my life, they're like very, very like on the outskirts. Like I meet them once every couple of months, like, but they'd be like, oh, you'll miss the holidays now, you know? And like, I'm like,
the school holidays.
I'm like, my life is a holiday.
And I'm like, I'm like, actually, Frank, sit your ass down there.
Fionnuala Jones.
Actually, Fionnuala, you sit your fanny down there. You're joking. I'd be like, I used to hate them. I didn't. I loved July. I hated August every year because from the bank holiday in August, I had the Sunday fear. As in, you know the Sunday fear that you get every Sunday?
Yeah.
I had that for the entirety of August because I knew that I was going back into regular routine again.
It was
just too much for me. And I was like, I used to hate it. And then I used to spend September all thrown and I used to hate that too. Oh. So then I was like, actually, I think I'd be the type of person that would be better in a 9-to-5 working all year, because it would just mean that I'm in a more regular routine. Actually, the school year was throwing me out of anything. But now I don't have a routine at all. So like obviously I'm reading the news some days, I'm creating content other days, I'm here, there and everywhere, but it's brilliant because every day is new and every day is different.
And it's something satisfying.
If I can get up in the morning, go to the gym, get a coffee and do something with my day, then I'm happy now. Do you know what I mean? And it's great. And obviously get paid.
Yeah. And give me my money.
Yeah, and give me my money.
We don't work for free.
Yeah.
But like, that is incredible that you already feel that fulfilled in the short amount of time. Do you know?
Well, yeah, like at the moment, I suppose it's because it's really new and I'm being very fortunate so far. Like there's part of me that's like, I'd love to long to go back to school next year. I don't know where I am in that yet. I think maybe it might be too soon for me to go back. But like, I'm not saying that I never go back to it either, because there is a part of me that's like, okay, in a couple of years' time, when I've had my fun and I've done all the things I want to do, would it be nice to just go back to getting that like pensionable job and it's there?
It's
do you know what I mean?
But
also, I'm fortunate that I can sub now. So I hadn't for the whole of September because I was just rocking around the place. I was rocking around the gaff in September. But now I went back to my old school just to do a day here and there. And it's nice to touch grass and see the girls in the staff room and just be like, do you know what I mean? This is normality too as well.
If
you know
it ever
what I mean?
Got too much, you go
exactly.
Back.
And they're like, come on.
Do you ever have a kid you don't like that you teach?
No, I love every single one of them so much.
Sure. I would so struggle with that as a teacher because
it's not
I
the kids,
can't
babe.
Suffer a fool.
It's not the
poor Ness has no patience. She wouldn't last a day.
No, I keep saying if I ever have a child, they're going to have to teach me patience. Like,
they will.
I may as well start bankrolling the therapy for the
your
child.
Your child won't have patience either. I hate
no,
to tell you
no. And I'll be like, oh God.
I'm telling you, any child I've ever come across that has no patience is a carbon copy of their parent.
Their mother.
Yeah.
But David's horizontal, so it'd be grand.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We might be the one to break.
Yeah, yeah. They stick the ball.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't take you, bitch.
I love it. I love it.
Have you felt lonely at all, though, since you've kind of gone out on your own? Like, because obviously, as you said, you'd go into the staff room a little bit. Have you felt times of loneliness or?
I used to find years ago, loneliness was my biggest fear. Right. And I used to feel like when I was particularly anxious and stuff, and like I've been diagnosed with depression and stuff, and I've been on medication in the past, but like I'm off the medication now. What I should say is because I've been working on myself. However, if I had a wobble in the morning, I'd be like, give me back the pills, not a bother. Do you know what I mean?
But I think that's
totally that's, my mom used to call them my smarties because she was like, happy, get them in.
Yeah.
Right. They make happy. And they were great. And at the time, I needed them. But I used to suffer so much with loneliness when I was living at home and I was surrounded by people all the time. And then in the last maybe year or two, I've been actively trying to like spend more time on my own, and I fucking fear I've gone the opposite way.
Oh yeah,
because I love spending time on my own. I love going out for a coffee by myself.
Yeah,
I love spending that time in the gym on my own. I go on holidays on my own now. However, I absolutely adore being around my friends. And I suppose it's because I'm very fortunate and I'm very social.
Yeah.
I live with my friends, like some of my best friends live in the house with me. I'm constantly around people.
Yeah, yeah.
So like when I'm not with them, it's just like a little unwind.
Resetter.
But I can see why it would get lonely. You know what I mean? Totally can. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Do you know? But I keep myself busy like.
Oh, you're a booked busy bitch.
Yeah. And if you're ever lonely, girl, you call me.
Oh yeah. Honey, well now I know that.
Yeah.
Well now I know you're not living in Cork.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like someone come up to me today.
If there's any single fellas who think I'm in Cork.
I got so excited. I was like, I'm having Patrick on the pod today. I was in work with Petra. They were like, oh, is he after coming up from Cork? I was like,
it's so bizarre.
He's living in Cork. I was like, no, he's
so, I haven't seen Cork since the middle of September.
Like,
again, busy bitch booked a
bit. Yeah, hello.
You're
going
to come over to East Wallner next week for breakfast.
Babe, I'll be over like are you joking me?
Yeah.
Over for a Kellogg's Rice Krispie bar. They're my favourite as well.
Oh, I have a lot of them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Influenced, babe.
It's part of the job, babe.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a Kellogg's Rice Krispie bar and a White Claw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's exactly what's in my fridge.
For a session.
11th.
Yeah.
So we have a question for you, just because it's very topical in mine and Niamh's current life at the moment, as of last week's pod.
Oh yes, I know.
We started talking about a death row meal, okay?
Now, can I just say before you go any further, I listen to this. I think you have an awful cheek.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
You're coming into my own home with that energy.
I just can't believe that you would tear people asunder for a stew, but then say that you're going to have a roast chicken dinner.
Absolutely. And be careful.
Are they not on the same level? Are they not on the same level, no? Would you not see where I'm coming from?
I do a little bit. Traditional Irish cooking meals, a roast chicken and a stew and a ham are like, they're kind of on the level of like.
No, like if you want to go bare bones, I get it, but like,
death
row my
meal.
Roast chickens
but
like, are sensational.
Are they your roast chicken?
Well, I would go somewhere else if I had to, but mine's flawless.
So your death row meal would be cooked by yourself?
I haven't really thought about it. Like, I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Did you say your death row meal was a roast chicken?
Yeah. I said a roast dinner.
A roast
with all the trimmings.
Yeah,
like a Christmas dinner does not turkey and ham.
Sorry, do you know? Oh no, obviously.
No, I know.
But do you know this, sweetheart? Okay. That is stew.
Sweetheart,
that is stew is known for, and this is on the internet. It's called peasant roots.
Do you know where you came from, babe?
What do you mean?
You're a product of the famine.
Me?
We had nothing else to do.
Leave it behind. Leave it. There's loads more.
Bygones be bygones.
We made it.
No, a death row meal. Ask for a stew. I have to agree with Nessa.
No, just, I do. I get you. But just for someone
but the roast chicken is on par with a stew.
Not a bad roast chicken. A good
Wait a second. If you're going to shit on someone's death row meal, you're going to have to pick something better than a chicken.
I am so happy with my roast chicken, with my stunning selection of potatoes, with root veg, gorge. Actually, Patrick, talk to us.
So I actually had this conversation recently, right?
Yeah. Whatever it is getting dragged.
So, well, first of all, I would have, my starter would be, you know, like golden breaded mushrooms, garlic mushrooms.
Oh yeah, yum.
You know the ones?
Yeah, like from Eddie Rockets.
Yeah, but no, not from Eddie Rockets. Now, also, have you discussed recently the fact that you eat raw mushrooms? Has that been brought up in the pod?
No, but they're tasty. Okay? not for my death row.
I think of the fact that you eat raw mushrooms.
I don't be raw dogging them all the
you
time.
Do, babe, you do, babe. You do. Dirt and all. Residue. That's bizarre to me. Anyway, so you know, like crispy fried mushrooms, but like in a golden batter. Yeah. Not batter, breadcrumb. With a nice garlic
battered
dip.
Battered mushrooms. Right.
Battered mushroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I think it'll have to be a steak. Is that very boring?
No, that's...
Like a really nice steak with garlic potatoes. I want to say potato dauphinois.
Yeah.
Like a
gratin. That's what I want, but I couldn't challenge that word, so I said garlic potatoes.
Now, you said mash. I'd have to go roast.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd go both.
Now, can you have three potatoes? You can. Can you?
Oh, I'm having a trilogy.
If you ever go for a carvery in Comiskey's up in Dublin 7, they give you all the potatoes.
Yeah.
So give me all the types of potato. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd have a chip as well, I think.
Okay.
Fuck it. Why not? Like, I've been scared of carbohydrates for long enough.
You are going.
I might as well go all in now.
Yeah.
Carb it out.
Would you have any veg?
Yeah. Like I love a good veg.
Me too.
I love a roasted root. But also, I think what I would go for...
My plate and the only... You're carrying on now.
You just changed the protein.
No, wait now a second.
Of her dish.
No, I'm not. Wait now a second. I'd have cauliflower and broccoli and cheese sauce.
That's pathetic.
What? What would you do?
That's like something you'd get in the matter after surgery. Like, honestly.
Guys. No, I do like that. But you have to admit now, you've just called out her dinner and switched out the meat.
I'm going for a
Wagyu beef steak. You're going for a roast chicken dinner from Aldi.
Yeah, but like...
no Tinochet Aldi.
Like, choose your fighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What was your dessert again? What was your dessert?
Well, mine was lasagna, coleslaw, garlic bread.
For
dessert.
That's
fantastic. They're just going to be a cheese board or something.
Oh, that's
else.
Nice, actually. I was going to say my mum's bacon and cabbage, but I was afraid I was going to get roasted all together.
No, well, that has sentimental value to you.
I know, but like, she's not great. She's just hit and miss. Like,
yeah, I know.
I think it's more that it just reminds me of childhood.
Yeah. What's the dessert?
The dessert then is, it's not a chocolate brownie. It's like a chocolate brownie sundae. You know, like
Knickerbocker Glory.
You know, like in the big glass with the ice cream.
Yeah, it's like a Knickerbocker Glory, I think it's called.
Right.
What was yours?
It's given but
yours is apple crumble, babe.
Yeah.
I like yours. Cheese board's good idea.
Yeah, you know, I'm like a savory sweet. Girl.
I thought
my sister did that for
a
wedding.
Ball.
Her wedding cake was cheese. 3 big rolls of cheese.
Wow.
We were eating cheese for weeks.
No, we could never.
No, honestly, my lactose intolerance.
Blow the place.
Yeah.
Ow.
Can still smell it.
Yeah. I thought for a second when you were saying chocolate, I was like, he's not going to say the chocolate ball from the Ivy. With a real
You
smack.
Think I've ever been to the Ivy?
No.
You must be joking me.
Who knows?
Although I'd love to go.
Well, look.
We'll bring you.
It started off rocky. I think we found our way back. The Knickerbocker Glory or whatever. Fair enough.
No, it's not. Wait now a second. It's not a Knickerbocker Glory. I never said Knickerbocker Glory. No, you're taking the words out of my mouth.
But I think that is. It's like a brownie sundae.
It's a chocolate brownie sundae.
That's a bit of fun. I don't mind that. That's okay.
Like, it's just you get everything in it. You get sauce and you get cake and you get ice cream.
And like the fake tacky cherry.
And the squirty cream.
Love. This needs to be a new thing now because I just feel like
you really get to know someone with their food.
Get vicious.
Yeah.
No, no, I can't.
Oh, sorry. Did I get so defensive?
But so did I. I lost it.
The two of us were like,
it's like scarring fast.
You basically said the same thing that she was eating, and I was just agreeing.
Yeah,
that
I know it's
a very
true,
Irish standard dinner. But maybe you both met at the same time.
Huh? Would I like a stew?
Would I? Actually, can we decide it again?
I know. And when people come and they're like, what about a coddle? I'm like, they're cousins.
I've
they're
never
the
had
same. No, because you're from the country. I've never
well,
had
no, you see, this is another misconception.
No, it's not.
I'm from Cork City.
All right. Oh, here we go. There's not enough hours in the day to unpack that one.
Tune in next week.
When we break down Cork. Padraig, you've been...
Girls, thanks so much for having me. It's about fucking time.
Yeah. Well, honestly, go on, plug your
When you asked Fionnuala in, I was like, are they joking me? And I had to wait about a year and a half, did I?
Yeah, but we were playing cat and mouse with you. Yeah, and we got the best version.
No,
of
I
you.
Know, that's so true, babe.
But can I ask, what was your intrusive thoughts for today or yesterday?
My intrusive thoughts all day was like, I can't believe she eats mushrooms, first of all. And I can't believe she'd have a cheese board.
What a little
no, I couldn't wait to come in. I was buzzing.
No, we love you. So, okay, it's not the White Moose Cafe. Where can people find you?
So if you want to reach out, I'm trying to grow the TikTok girls.
Go on.
You know what I mean?
I really do enjoy your intrusive Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the worst day of the week.
Well, that's it. Yeah. And that's why I take Tuesdays off now, because I like Tuesdays.
I loathe.
Anyway, my social media handle on everything is Padraig_WMC.
Slay.
Slay.
Right, we love you. Goodbye.
Slay the day.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Padraig. We love you. Bye.
Okay, before we go, one final plug for our sexy little award, the Irish Pod Awards. Irish Pod Awards, right? Not podcast. Very important. And we are in the health and wellness category for some strange reason. But we'd really appreciate any love and vote that you can do for that. And we will be back next week. And this is the Go Loud Original Podcast, as always. And you can get us every Monday.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.